You know, we didn't get to the ultimate bacon story yesterday. I realized that after the show was gone. But that's okay. We'll get to that today. Plus another bacon story on top of it.
Hot dog. Yeah.
Well,
what a day.
I don't think we'll do any hot dogs, but, you know, we might. You never can tell. It's very strange fog out there, if you've seen it this morning.
It's creepy.
Because it's really dense right there on the ground, but it's not, you know, the altitude on it is not very great, because in some places you can still see the moon, but it's really, really heavy on the ground. So be careful about that.
Well, see, now driving in, it was perfectly clear on my drive.
Yeah.
And I could see 90% of the water tower right there at 6 and Greens Prairie Road.
Right.
I just couldn't see the top half or the light.
Right, and it's descended now.
See, on my drive, yesterday it was way more foggy. Today it was a little bit foggy, so that's coming up from Navasota. That road is a little foggy today.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, so it's dropped in now.
Gotcha.
It reminded me of a drive I had to come back from Dallas one night, and it was 30 degrees, and it had precipitated.
Wow.
And any place where there's overpasses, you know, that makes it tough. But anyway, so I was having to drive back to Waco. and what's interesting is, you know, you see a mile marker and it says like Hillsboro 15 miles. Okay. And you know that's not going to take you very long, right? Yeah. Well, I was driving 15 miles an hour. And so guess what?
It took you an hour.
It did. It really did.
Wow.
And it was so bizarre because we would get out of there. We're driving back from a basketball game, and you could get out and see the coating of ice on the interstate, yet you could see the top of, I mean, you could see the lights that were lighting the interstate. So, I mean, the fog was only about 10 feet, you know, from the ground up about 10 feet, but between the fog and the ice, yeah, it was, I think we got back at 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Or something. Just was, got to see more of Interstate 35 than everyone too. But anyway, the bottom line is there's more fog out there, and it's descending and getting thicker, so watch for that.
It can be really disorienting, too.
I just watched the stripes. Watching the stripes is a good thing. How do you mean disorienting?
Just keep her between the lines.
You just suddenly, you lose track of where you are. And
oh.
I mean, I have been disoriented by fog before.
Oh, well sometimes I'm just disoriented.
That's the nature of the beast.
I don't need fog. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
I got the fog between my ears this morning.
That will work. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Perfect. Not really.
Oh, yeah.
Out there, yesterday it was about as foggy as cream gravy.
Yeah, okay. Took a train, a plane, a bus. Or sometimes when I want to be in a fog, I just get in the chair and spin around, you know.
Oh, my God.
That's fun. Yeah, okay.
That's why we have spinny chairs in the studio.
Right.
It just keeps Scott happy.
The Spirit of Texas Bank presents Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House. On November 30th and December 1st, you're invited to a Victorian-themed Christmas celebration for the entire family. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each evening, enjoy holiday food and drinks, a build-your-own s'mores bar, a gingerbread house display, holiday movies in the outdoor movie theater, and take a hayride to downtown Bryan, courtesy of Team Auto and Bryan Broadcasting. All set to the sounds of Christmas carols performed by the Brazos Valley Troupe Victorian Carolers. On Saturday, December 1st, reserve a spot for your child to have breakfast or a Victorian tea with Santa at the Kyle House. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit the local Christmas Angels Toy Drive. Don't miss the first annual Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House, a global event group production, November 30th and December 1st. Tickets for entry are $5 and children 2 and under are free. Breakfast and tea with Santa require additional cost and reservation. For reservations, call 778-9101. That's 778-9101 or visit thekylehouse.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620 WTAW, and as we begin the day, we wish an electronic greetings day to you.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's electronic greetings day.
So does that mean we can play some Polyphonic Spree as a song of the day?
Well, I don't know about that.
Have you ever heard of that band?
I've never heard of it.
I think you would like it. I think Mr. Downs would like it, actually.
Okay, that doesn't mean that I would. But nonetheless, I'm thinking Hallmark is probably not a big proponent of that electronic greetings day.
No, more than likely not.
Square Dance Day. Square Dance Day. I don't know why that would necessarily be November the 29th, but it is. And it's National Chocolates Day, and by God, shouldn't every day be. So,
oh, for sure.
Are. All right, it's happy birthday time.
It is. Ann Ferris is 36. She was the pretty blonde in the Scary Movies.
Oh, okay.
Brian Baumgartner. Mm-hmm. He's the drummer from The Police.
Oh, of course.
Gina Lee Nolan, 41 today from Baywatch.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Knight, New Kids on the Block, is 44.
Yeah, right.
Ellen Cleghorn's 47. You'll remember her from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
One of my favorites, Don Cheadle's birthday today. He's 48.
He does good work.
Andrew McCarthy is 50 from St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink, Less Than Zero, Weekend at Bernie's. I could go on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tom Sizemore.
Oh, yeah.
A great actor.
Done a lot of stuff.
Just a train wreck of a man.
Yes,
though.
He is. Yeah, personal. He would be a troubled actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's 51. Rahm Emanuel is 53.
Oh, yeah. Mayor of Chicago.
Captain OCD, Howie Mandel, is 57.
Yeah.
Joel Cohen is 58.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Shandling is 63.
You know, I really enjoyed the Larry Sanders Show.
It was very well written.
I just thought that was a great show. Yeah.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, really?
From the WWE.
Yeah.
If you like that wrestling. And I got to say, if you ever watched, the guy's 63 years old.
Oh, is that right?
I'm in that good shape at 63.
Yeah.
Susie Chaffee. Susie Chapstick.
Yeah.
66 today.
Right.
And feeling so good today.
Mm-hmm.
72 years old. Chuck Mangione.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Haven't heard from him in a long time.
The only guy that you've ever heard of that plays the flugelhorn.
Yeah, not a lot of flugelhorn players out there that are stars, but he would be. Okay, Kathy Moriarty, 52. John Mayall, the blues guy, 79.
Oh, I love John Mayall.
Kim Delaney, who, I forget, she was on some...
China Beach?
Yeah, she Army Wives. But she was in, I want to say it was a CSI. She was in the original CSI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a short time. And apparently, I forget how they said it. They were tactful when they said it, but she was too stupid to play the part.
Really?
Well, because there are a lot of technical medical terms in there. And she couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it?
Yeah, so they thanked her a lot for showing up and said bye.
Oh, that's very sad.
Well, I mean,
Talk about things that they don't know what they're talking about.
But remember...
Yeah, she can't get away with going, yes, if you'll pass me the brown.
Right, that's true. Very true. So it did. And, you know, they did. They at that time, it was a fairly technical show. They did a lot of that stuff. Anyhow, Jacques Chirac used to be the president of France. He's 80 today. Jackie Stallone. Sylvester's mom.
Wow.
Yep, still alive, 91. And, boy, certainly one of the best broadcasters ever. Vin Scully, the voice of the Dodgers.
How on earth did I miss Vin Scully?
Yeah, 85 today. So there you go. All right, it's 6:22.